The biggest news in Chicago this week, besides top cop Eddie Johnson announcing his retirement today, was the news this week that the boot mug is back at the Christ Kindle Market. Here to explain the great news and everything else that's going on at Christ Kindle Market is Marin Beester Priebe. Marin, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Marin, what is the love story with the boot mug and Chicago?
Well, us being in our 24th year on Daly Plaza now and in the city of Chicago really has kind of set a precedent of, what truly means the holidays in Chicago, and that's having one of the Christ Kindle Market mugs. And we brought back the beloved boot. If you're German, it's Das Boot. If you're from Chicago, it's Da Boot. But it's definitely one of those love affairs that I think is awesome because it's a wonderful tradition here in Chicago. It's, as long as supplies last, something that I think everybody should have as part of their collection. And this year being our 24th year, we even have a triple pack for all of our locations, which include our Wrigleyville at Gallagher Way and also Milwaukee up at Pfizer Forum. And all three cups together, actually the interior, they show off the German flag colors.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's back to our tradition and authenticity and our German-American love for the holidays.
Well, Marin, the boot mug made the 6 and 10 p.m. news, both newspapers. I'm sure it was the top trending story in Chicago this week. Huge news. Why did it go away for 4 years and you're bringing it back?
You know what? We like to spice it up a little bit. It's not exactly 100% tradition that it's only a boot when you go to German-speaking countries and their markets. And so we wanted to kind of feature a lot of the different shapes and designs and colors. And I think last year's really was a beautiful mug with the heart. And we got an amazing response from people about changing it up a little bit, too. Because after a while, if you have a collection, if it's all boots, it gets a little mundane. So we wanted to switch it up a little bit. And I think it's been received very well.
What is served in the boot mug?
Ooh, the best part about coming to the Christ Kindle Market, some hot spice wine.
Oh, yeah.
So traditional Glühwein, it is... It's something that a lot of people, if they haven't ever tasted it, may not like the first or second sip of, but once you have your third and fourth, you're definitely going to fall in love with it. And it's become so popular, you can actually go out to the stores and purchase it. But I would definitely recommend on a nice, crisp Chicago night or afternoon, come on down to the market and enjoy your hot spiced wine. And it's called Glühwein. So it has to be drank nice and warm.
Nice and warm. And that is alcohol.
That's correct. Yeah. It's a spiced wine, and it kind of puts everybody in the mood, for the holidays.
Right.
But for those who don't like alcohol, we also have our newest member of our Kinder Club cup is Peppermint the Penguin. And Peppermint is super limited this year, so we definitely want to encourage everybody to come out early to get hold of Peppermint and try one of the many non-alcoholic beverages, including cider, and new this year at Daly Plaza is also Bob's Belgian Hot Chocolate, which is a fan favorite at our other market locations.
Well, you said that you have three locations. Daly Plaza, you got the grassy area, which is Gallagher Way at Wrigley Field, which is right next to Wrigley on Clark Street, and Milwaukee. Yeah. That's Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right in front of the doors of Pfizer Forum.
Oh, wow. So are there...
In the Deer District.
What is the difference between the three? You mentioned that Daly Plaza will have a certain type of drink. Tell me the difference between the three.
Well, we have different vendors at... similar vendors at most of the markets, yeah? And then we have a couple of unique vendors at each of the other locations. So we have a little bit of something, if you will, if you're going to or you're a big fan of the Christ Kindle Market, go enjoy the other locations too and get to know these new vendors. We're expanding in Wrigley, and we're expanding also up in Milwaukee. It's our second year in both locations.
Right.
And so Herman the German, which is one of our, I think, staples for sure in Chicago, which is the Sweet Castle, he's actually going to be at all three locations. So that's something exciting, and he'll have a tent up in Wrigley. And we have fan favorites, the Raglette, the Cheese Guys. We have, of course, the potato pancakes and the pretzels.
Yes.
So something for everyone.
Well, if people have never been to Christ Kindle Market, it's a yearly tradition for a lot of people here in Chicago, and they always plan to stop by with family and friends. But for anyone that hasn't been, can you explain exactly what it is?
It's a traditional and authentic style holiday market that you would find in German-speaking countries. And I think actually it's become a global phenomenon. You'll see it in different countries. I know there's one in Delhi, South America. We've seen them all over. And it's a kind of gathering place for people to come out and enjoy the holidays and for sure get into the mood and spirit of the holidays. And the best part about it, there's no admission. Everybody's welcome.
Right.
And it's a free event. It's 40 days of fun.
What happened 24 years ago? Who started this in Chicago?
This was originally started by the German-American Chamber of Commerce of the Midwest as an opportunity to be able to have a platform for German companies to be able to showcase some items that they have that are authentic and traditional, and to be able to explore the opportunity to expand here in the United States as a business. And so it was brought here with that intent, and it's grown into a complete tradition now, especially here in Chicago, and hopefully for everyone up in Milwaukee and also north side of Chicago at Gallagher Way. This is kind of, if you will, something that's part of family traditions now during the holidays.
Where does the name Chris Kindle Market come from?
Chris Kindle is actually the namesake. So, for example, in my family's tradition, I don't receive presents from Santa Claus on the 25th of December. I actually receive gifts the night before on the 24th from the Christkind. And the Christkind is an angelic kind of entity that doesn't really have, if you will, a male or female part to it. It's just this aura that basically shows up and presents you with presents. I don't think there can be anything better. And we always got to cheat the system and celebrate on the evening before everybody else got to. So it's the namesake, Chris Kindle, is literally to this aura. And I think it's kind of a little bit of the holiday season spirit.
Well, I love it. I love seeing it downtown at Daily Plaza, and I love seeing it at Wrigley Field last year, which is great. So this is the second year, and it will be at Wrigley for people that don't usually come downtown or work downtown.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely convenient for those who are up north, and especially after work and or on the weekends. There's also ice skating with Winterland that Gallagher Way is presenting. And so there's a lot of fun for literally the whole family up north. And if you want to go even further up north, up to Milwaukee, it's also a great location in its second year. And like I said, we're expanding in both of those locations. So there will definitely be more to see than the years before.
What are your favorite treats to have yearly?
Ooh, I love hot spiced wine bonbons.
Wow. I got to be honest, I've never had the hot spice wine. I'm going to try it this year.
It's one of those things where I know Herman the German, who sells them at Sweet Castle, he's always got one on reserve for me in case they sell out, because they're so delicious and they're non-alcoholic, so everybody gets to enjoy them.
And again, for parents and grandparents listening, there is beer and wine at this event.
Absolutely, and we're actually increasing also the amount of offerings. So this year we're also including Benedictiner Fest beer. If those of you who enjoy Oktoberfest, you'll definitely have an opportunity to try a good Märzen at the Chicago market, and adding a Weissbier up in Milwaukee.
Boy, that's just wonderful. And a week from tomorrow, this kicks off and goes until Christmas Eve.
For Chicago and Milwaukee, we run until Christmas Eve on the 24th until 4 p.m. And then actually in Wrigleyville at Gallagher Way, we run until New Year's Eve. We're just taking a quick break on the 25th and closed on that day, but we're open all the way until New Year's Eve.
Chris Kindle Market Chicago, the boot mug is back. Maren, great news. Great to talk to you, and I'll see you down there, okay?
Dankeschön, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. Auf Wiedersehen.
You're the best. Take care.
Bye-bye.